First, it was the Episcopalians. Now, it's the Lutherans. The Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, one of the nation's largest Christian churches, may be on the brink of allowing gay clergy. More than 1,000 clergy and lay people will gather in Minneapolis on Monday. They'll be deciding whether to change policy and permit pastors in gay relationships to serve in the ministry. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has our report.
Why, you ask? Why should I listen to another story about gay clergy? I wondered that too, but then I realized something remarkable has happened. This once incendiary issue has become, well, humdrum. And with breathtaking speed, at least for the 4.6 million baptized members of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America. Consider the story of Bradley Schmeling, who pastors St. John's Lutheran Church in Atlanta. Early on, he told his bishop that he was gay, but not in a relationship, which was okay by church rules.
In 2004, I met Darren Eastler at church, just like your mother wants you to do. And our relationship progressed, and it became clear that this was a relationship for life. So I did go and tell the bishop.
The bishop asked Schmeling to resign. Schmeling's church reacted differently.
They all clapped, and their immediate interests were, what was he like? Where is he from? I had to kind of remind them that there would be consequences for the relationship.
For Schmeling's job and possibly for the church. Soon after, the bishop filed charges against Schmeling in a church court. And in February 2007, the jury said that the policy was unfair, but rules are rules and Schmeling should be removed from ministry. St. John's kept him on, which was a risky decision. If Schmeling remained in the pulpit, the church could be kicked out of the denomination. Schmeling's trial ignited a debate that has been smoldering for years. At the National Assembly a few months later, the Lutherans passed a resolution saying the bishops did not have to enforce the rule barring gay ministers if they didn't want to. No one knows how many bishops looked the other way, but people on both sides believe there are at least a dozen or two churches with, quote, irregular pastors. And now the pro-gay lobby is gaining momentum, less through bomb-throwing than just wearing the conservative opposition down.
Most of our people are frankly tired of the struggle, but I don't think we want to give up. I know we don't.
That's Reverend Paul Spring, who heads the Lutheran Coalition for Reform, a group that opposes the ordination of clergy in openly gay relationships.
There's nothing personal attached to this at all, but it is a biblical concern. What does Holy Scripture teach about marriage? What does it teach about family? What does it teach about sexuality? It's very clear there is no support within Holy Scripture for this kind of relationship.
Those wanting gay ministers disagree. They say Jesus was all about including everyone in his work and mission. Now that disagreement is being put to the test, and it looks as if the liberals have a good chance of winning. And so conservatives like Paul Spring are already preparing to create a new church within the ELCA with its own constitution, education system, and rules for calling ministers.
So we intend to remain technically within the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, but practically we will become a de facto synod.
As for Bradley Schmeling, he'll attend the assembly as an observer since he's no longer recognized as a minister. If his side wins, he says he'll apply to be readmitted to the church, and he hopes he'll move out of the spotlight as a national symbol.
So I'm kind of looking forward to just slipping back into obscurity and being a regular parish pastor.
Of course, the 1,000-plus participants in the assembly can vote any way they want, and they could dash Bradley Schmeling's hopes. But even conservatives believe that change is inevitable, if not this year, then at the next assembly in 2011. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.